Good morning, everyone. Well, here's today's thought. What limits you does not limit God. As sons and daughters of the Most High God, you and I are divinely connected to His abundant supply by the virtue of our divine heritage. The prodigal son, we remember, may have squandered his material inheritance, but he still had a father who cared, and all he needed to do was return home. And his turning point was when he realized that. No one lives in a state of nothingness. You haven't lost it all. Don't drift through life for what is not lost. The Bible says goodness and mercy shall follow you. The problem is, many times what we're running after is just behind us, running towards us. We need to be still and know who God is, and know God's goodness, and to know that He is blessing us, and His promises on your life and my life are pressed down, shaken, and overflowing. God cares about our lives, our health, and His arms are always wide open. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Wow, let's take inventory of the blessings of God that are in each one of our lives, and let us realize that what limits you does not limit God. God bless. Have a great day.